Welcome to the Torah Podcast. Today I want to discuss a topic which sounds rather philosophical and perhaps a bit detached from our day-to-day reality, but we hope to show that this in fact is very relevant to our day-to-day lives. Now the question is, what is the Garden of Eden? Now this is a somewhat perplexing thing because when we use the term Garden of Eden, we seem to use it in two very different ways. First of all, there's the biblical Garden of Eden that's described in chapters 2 and 3 of Sefer Bereshit. Now that Garden of Eden we're talking about is clearly a physical place. The Torah describes it a place of trees, a garden of beauty, of note. On the other hand, in our prayers, when we talk about Gan Eden, for instance in Yizkor, the memorial prayer for the dead, we talk about how God should give rest to the souls of our departed in Gan Eden, Gan Eden Te Menuchato. So the question arises, why is it that we should use the term Gan Eden, which is in the Torah describing a physical place, in order to describe a spiritual realm where the souls, where only our departed souls exist? Now I'd like to offer in this area in my opinion, a powerful insight, helping us understand what this Garden of Eden is. So if we look at the Torah's description of Gan Eden, it was clearly the place intended for man to live in. At the same time, it's described as a place where God walks. After the sin of Adam and Eve, they hear the voice of God walking in the garden. Now, in case you think that's just a coincidental reference, elsewhere, later on in the Torah, when it describes the fertile plain where Sodom and Amorah are situated, it describes them as being Kegan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, like the Garden of Hashem, like the land of Egypt. So what is this Gan Hashem? Apparently it's that this is the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is also known as the Garden of Hashem. So here we see that the Garden of Eden is actually a place where man was intended to live, and God was also present there. What this indicates is the idea that the Garden of Eden was a harmonious physical and spiritual realm. It wasn't merely a physical place, but it also had a spiritual component to it that was harmonious with the physical there. What else do we know about the Garden of Eden? Well, one thing we know is that man, Adam and Eve, were immortal in the garden until they sinned. When they left the Garden of Eden, which had within it the Tree of Life, that's when they became mortal. Well, what does that mean? What's the significance of that? Essentially, the difference between mortality and immortality is the relationship between the body and the soul. A person who is immortal can have their body and soul existing together and staying bonded together indefinitely. And what this reflects is the fact that the body of man originally was in a pure state so that it was capable of being in harmony with the spiritual part of man. If a person is pure, there's nothing stopping their soul from remaining permanently within their body, and hence they would be able to be immortal. It's only after man sins that he creates a certain taint within his body, and that prevents the soul, which is something spiritual, from remaining there indefinitely. The soul, which is something perfect, has to remain within a perfect vessel. So what we see essentially is that man was in a physical, spiritual, harmonious state, and Adam and Eve lived in the garden, which was a physically and spiritually harmonious place. Now what happened at the moment of sin? So as we've indicated, when a person sins, it causes a certain spiritual contamination to come into them. And it's this spiritual contamination that causes their body and soul to become somewhat at odds with each other. Body and soul become somewhat separate from each other and in conflict with each other. They're no longer in harmony. So in the case of Adam and Eve, what this meant was that from then on, they only then did they notice that they were naked. Why is this? Because originally their body and soul were completely fused together. They were completely in harmony with each other, and thus man was not aware of his body. In the same way that man cannot see his soul, because one's soul is so deeply connected to who one is, in the same way man couldn't see his body either, wasn't aware of his body, because it was so deeply connected to who he was. It's only after the sin, when body and soul become separated, that you can have a soul which can gaze upon the body. Now they are two separate entities, so the soul, which enables one to see, allows you to pay attention to your body. So from this point on, body and soul are in conflict for supremacy. The body seeks physical gratification, and the soul seeks spiritual gratification. But the body is far more powerful and dominant than the soul in this world. So a person is much more keenly aware of their physical drives and desires than they are of their spiritual ones. And the physical and spiritual desires sort of compete against each other. But it's not exactly a fair contest. Now, what actually happened to the Garden of Eden after the sin? Well, initially God places angels, Kruvim, at the entrance to the garden, or on the way towards the Tree of Life. So apparently at this point, the Garden of Eden was still in the vicinity of man's habitation, but it was just off-limits. However, the commentaries point out something very interesting. The Torah describes four rivers that come out of the Garden of Eden. It starts out as one river that goes through the garden and waters the garden, and then when it leaves the garden, it splits into four. Now, those four rivers are the Pishon, which is otherwise known as the Nile, the Gihon, a river that flows within Jerusalem, Chidekel, the Tigris, and Prat, the Euphrates. So the Torah describes the way that they all emerged from this river that came out of the Garden of Eden. Now, what's interesting about this is that if you look on the map, these four major rivers that sustained the ancient world do not actually meet today. And what this seems to indicate is that the Garden of Eden has somewhat sort of vanished off the face of the planet. The place where it would have met, when they would have met, is no longer. Well, what exactly happened to it? So Chazal in Midrashim tell us that after the sin, immediately after the sin of Adam and Eve, God's presence withdrew from the world. God, who was previously dwelling in the Garden of Eden, caused his presence to rise up and ascend to the heavens. And then, the more each generation sinned, one after the other, God's presence would withdraw higher and higher to the higher heavens, until it reached finally the seventh heaven. What this means is somewhat difficult to understand, but presumably we can say that whereas in the Garden of Eden God's presence, God could be felt very clearly in the world, after the various sins of the different generations, God's presence became far more remote and difficult to see, and his involvement in the world was much more behind the scenes. He still continued to run things, but you couldn't see it directly. So if we say that God's presence ascended to the heavens, it would be reasonable to say that the Garden of Eden also ascended to the heavens. Because just as we said, when it came to man, his physical and spiritual components became separated from each other and at odds with each other, and the physical part of man became dominant, causing the spiritual part of man to become more concealed. In a similar way, the Garden of Eden, which was both a physical place and a spiritual place, became split into two different realms, the physical location where it was, and the spiritual element that made it the unique place that it was. So while the physical place of the Garden of Eden may have remained on earth, the spiritual Garden of Eden ascended to the heavens. So now we see something very profound, because essentially what it's saying is this. When man left the Garden of Eden and the physical part of him became the dominant feature, and so now man was living in a much more physical world, and so his soul did not really have a proper home in that world. The physical world in its impure state, contaminated state, now that it's been contaminated with sin, is not the place that the soul can remain eternally. It could only remain eternally in the Garden of Eden, where the physical and the spiritual were in harmony with each other. So the soul of man remains within man for a temporary period. It allows man to be alive in this world for a certain time, and then when that time is finished, so the soul has sort of returns back to the place where it belongs. And where is that place? Well, it's not in this world anymore. It's in the Garden of Eden. It's in Gan Eden, which is now found in the heavenly realms. The person's body can't go there because the body has been contaminated, has been made physical, and it doesn't belong in the Garden of Eden. So now what happens when a person eventually dies, so their body goes down to the earth where it belongs, and their soul ascends to the Garden of Eden, to Gan Eden. So what happens next? Is that the end of the story? So in fact, that's just the beginning of the story. This is how the Torah begins. For us to understand that our goal now is to try and bring things back together again. What we are supposed to achieve now is to reunify our bodies and our souls together, as we say in our davening, Yached Levavenu, Laaval Yirai Shemecha, we ask Hashem to unify our hearts to love and fear Hashem, and in so doing, to create a harmony between our physical and spiritual sides. At the same time, we are working to perfect this world, Tikkun Olam, we are working to perfect the physical world, to remove evil from the world, in order that this world can become purified and capable of becoming the home of the Garden of Eden on earth once again. This is our mission. Our mission is to make this world capable of becoming a Gan Eden once more, and then the Garden of Eden, which is now found in the heavens, which contains the souls, the departed souls of man, will return back to this world, and eventually, at some point, the souls that were in the Garden of Eden above will return to the bodies of their physical bodies that will now be purified and ready to receive them. This is the concept of Tchiyat HaMetim, revival of the dead. So what we see is that the Jewish vision is one in which we should be trying to harmonize the physical and the spiritual. We shouldn't be favoring spirituality in the absence of physicality. Life is not all about trying to get into heaven and having disdain for this world. Rather, everything is about this world, but not just this world as it is, not in the here and now, but when we say Olam Haba, the world to come, we're talking about the world which will come as a result of our perfection of it. So essentially the idea of Gan Eden is really an explanation of Kol HaTorah Kula, of the entire Torah, because the entire Torah was born out of this need to try and regain Gan Eden. This is the goal of the Torah. The Torah was designed, all the Taryag mitzvot, the 613 mitzvot that we have, are designed in order to bring the physical and the spiritual, both within man and within the world as a whole, back together again. This profound insight is that of the Ramchal, as described in his epic Kabbalistic work, Derech Hashem, and it helps us understand better why the Torah has to start with this story of Gan Eden. Because in order to understand where we're trying to reach, what we're trying to achieve, we have to understand where we came from, what we once had, and now how we lost it, and how we are now working to regain it. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Torah Podcast. We look forward to having you join us again in future episodes. Until next time, Kol Tov, all the very best.